Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh, and welcome to the season of final exams and commencement as students across the state get ready to turn the tassel and figure out what's next in life. But not all graduates are just beginning to stare into the chasm of adulthood. Some have been here for a while. Maybe you're thinking about continuing your own education. Well, today we welcome Northern State University graduate Jim Kirkowski. He enrolled in college in 1961. He graduated in 2018. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you.
All right, give us an idea of why you decided to go back to school and finish after so many years of starting.
Well, I had the initial thought of taking a couple online courses after we were moving a granddaughter down into Northwest Missouri University, and it kind of caught me with the education bug again, and thought we would, my wife and I discussed it, and she said, well, why don't you give it a try?
Yeah.
So online, of course, would be the only way I would consider it, but took one semester of a couple courses, and it worked out very well, and NSU is very supportive in the endeavor, so I decided to continue on and actually complete a degree I'd started many years ago.
I've had the same sort of, thoughts as my daughter approaches high school graduation and she's looking at college and all this mail is coming in. I think a lot of people who are adults, I'd love to get more education, even if you already have some. What did you want to study that you really thought? Because at some point you have to think about, okay, well, am I going to make money on this degree? There's different reasons now, and some of it's just to learn the knowledge. What did you want to study?
Well, with me, it was to learn the knowledge. Obviously, at my stage of life, I wasn't necessarily looking at an income-producing type of thing, although as a result of it, I sort of got led into a potential opportunity in the historical museum archive area.
Oh, wow.
Is perhaps doing some consulting work, so that's kind of a after effect of this endeavor, but initially it was just to gain some knowledge and complete a process that I started many years ago, and it was a bucket list type of situation.
What is your advice to other people who are sort of thinking, like, yeah, maybe I could do that? Is it how doable is it in South Dakota? What are the resources?
Well, actually, it's very doable. The South Dakota Board of Regents has a system that links all of the state universities through what they call D2L, Desire to Learn, and it's geared to the online process. And in Northern's case, it has an emphasis of the business and marketing area, but they do have some ancillary subjects that you can take on that also. But it makes it very compatible. Like, for example, this semester I needed to take a math course, and the only one that was offering it online this semester was out at Black Hills State University in Spearfish. So through Northern, I could link with them and complete that course. So it's very flexible and very doable. The facilities and the staff and all the different people involved, like Laura Mount, she's in the admissions area at Northern. She was very hospitable and gracious in helping me discover old records that were down in a cardboard box in a basement instead of on a computer. But
right.
Everybody has been very supportive in this endeavor, including my wife, and I thank her for that because she kind of encouraged me to continue it on and complete it.
Right. User-friendly in the sense of learning the technology and figuring out how to submit homework.
It's very, very user-friendly, the whole system. And, if an older guy like myself can adapt to it and get into it, I have no doubt that anybody in their 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, could do so.
What do you think you bring that older learners, or non-traditional students of all ages, but what do they bring to the classroom? What do they bring, even if it is an online classroom, there's discussions and such. What do you offer in return?
Well, the feedback I had received from both instructors and fellow students is that they appreciated the perspective that I could add to it as far as the real-world experience, particularly as it related to some of the business courses and marketing courses and things like that that I, you know, through my business career had quite a bit of exposure to in that respect in the real world and its real applications. And so I would get comments back from several of them that they appreciated being able to hear that applied perspective.
Jim Krakowski, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on the degree.
Well, thank you.